Well, it does sound a little more exciting, doesn't it, than an MBA and this little job, this little house, and this little IRS account until we die. How exhilarating! Follow me, said Jesus. Can you drink the cup I drink? Follow me.
And do you know what the disciples said? They said, sure.
They said, sure we can, Lord. Glib as can be. Yes, Lord, we've been baptized, right here in your church, and yes, we take the cup, Lord, at least 4 times a year. Scaling down the cost of discipleship to a kind of bargain basement churchianity. What do you do to become a Christian? Well, you get up and say you believe something about Jesus, and you get a church membership certificate, and you try to be nice. Saw a pamphlet the other day advertising a trip to the Holy Land. Cover showed Christians getting into a jet plane, and inside was the schedule: a day in Rome, a day in Athens, 3 days in Jerusalem, and a week in a Mediterranean beach resort with a happy hour every afternoon. Title of the pamphlet: Walking in the Steps of Jesus. That's the game we're playing here in this strange, quote, Christian land. Fill your churches, feel your Jesus, but don't go where he goes. Scaling down the strange demands. Can you drink the cup I drink? Sure, sure we can. Scaling down faith to a small time churchianity. Look here, we could get away with it if it weren't for the cross. Trouble is, you can't forget the cross. Can't get the cross out of our minds, can we? We can take the hung-up Jesus pictures off the Sunday school walls and imitate a song and dance Godspell. But then every year there's Holy Week again, and again the garden, the cross, and the tomb. Father, cried Jesus, if it be thy will, take this cup from me. But God did not take away the cup, and Jesus walked on the way to Golgotha. What was his baptism? Soldiers spit. What was his cup? Vinegar on a stick stabbed in his mouth. Oh, the Son of Man must suffer many things and die. Man walking down an alley in Boston when all of a sudden the stone crucifix on the top of a church tower cracked in the wind and wheeled down and shattered on the cobblestones, broken Jesus. And dazed, all the man could say when interviewed was, "I have seen the Lord." Look here, we've seen the Lord. No secret visions, the bulletin cover, the picture on the church wall, the stations of the cross carved in stone. TV lives of Christ, the stories we've been told. Let this cup pass, but it didn't. He was baptized by his suffering. He drank the dark wine of death. Look, a vision of the cross is clawed into our minds. Even now, in the faint, far edges of the 20th century, still carved in our minds. Fact is, every year there's Palm Sunday, and then it's Holy Week again. Then Jesus turned to his disciples and spoke the most terrible words in Scripture. Jesus said, "You will drink the cup I drink. You will be baptized with my baptism." Listen, do you understand what he's saying to us? We don't belong to churches. And they don't matter because God's sweeping away all our denominations anyway. We belong to Jesus Christ, and he doesn't hand out members' certificates. He hands out a cross. You will drink the cup I drink. Jesus trying to tell us that the American Protestant Church isn't going to make it big? Is he trying to say that if we follow him, we're going to get what he got? Yes. Yes. Frederick Buechner's got a swell story about an old, crazy evangelist and his daughter. And they talk. And she says, "How come people dump on you, Bip? All your life they're dumping on you." And his answer is wonderful. "Jesus," he says, "didn't allow us how it was going to be different," he says. "It goes with the territory. Our territory is world, and as the world hated him, if we are faithful, the world will hate us." Does that mean that in our world, the Christian church must be broken like bread or Christ's body? Probably. Probably. If we are
faithful. You will drink the cup I drink. You will be baptized with my baptism. Dear friends, let us hear the word of the Lord. Hey, it's Palm Sunday. You wave your palm and you stand close by and you watch the gleaming Lord march toward the throne. You whoop it up. All of a sudden you notice, look, he's going on past the throne. Going to jail, going to brutality, going up the stone hill, going to the cross. And see, he's waving us to follow. If we are faithful, if we are faithful. To the holy God be the honor and the praise. Amen.
Let us affirm what we believe. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the truly human Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust God, who calls us to be the church, to celebrate life and its fullness, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of the deep heavens, who places the eternal where people work and children play, and love does leap and tears are shed and laughter exalts. Praise to you for this day of waving palms, small beasts, quivering but hopeful voices. Praise to you for the divine folly upsetting our poise, exposing our arrogance. Praise to you for the divine patience that teaches us to endure. Praise for colors and somersaults and singing and dance. Praise for all that is capering and playful, whereby the confined are set free, the sad laugh, and the solemn disappears. Hosanna, glory to you, O God, glory in the highest. O God, from whom comes all goodness, we thank you for this day of triumph and tragedy, when glory and sorrow mingle, when courage and fear ride together. We are grateful, O Living One, for that humble procession, for it is a profound symbol of the cost of your redeeming presence in this world of wheat and tares. And now help us, good Lord, to realize that even as you have entered the city of hope and trial, so are we called to take up our work in an imperfect world, not waiting for the kingdom of righteousness, but working for it, not turning away from the demands of discipleship, but accepting them in the confidence and knowledge that you are unceasingly with us. Come, O Redeeming One, to us this day in the parable of the meek. Lift up our eyes always to the green tree. Give us the patience for burden and sadness of the small beast. Make us alive to the hidden laughter. Surprise us by joy. And against our walled lives, our regiments of war and fear, our committees of pride, against these let the children come, and the dances of peace, and the somersaults of hope. And more, for the sake of the world, let the meek one reign and his compelling call be heard and his savoring presence be deeply felt. O God, we now pray together that prayer, radical and dangerous, that he teaches us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. by your vision and mercy creates for each one of us a future from whom no force can separate us. Now, by this offering, we seek to minister to our sisters and brothers struck by devastation of home, of livelihood, of health, of family, of life. Accompany these, our gifts, to their destination, and by your Spirit and mercy, multiply our concern that deeds of love may reach your people. In your Son's name, we do minister and pray. Amen. Now, as you go from this place and scatter like seeds on the wind, let me express this hope for each of you, that while you were here, you had your minds filled with knowledge and your appetites whetted for righteousness, that your lives will be daily ministries that bring God's new world a dawning, that it may be said of you that the age of righteousness is becoming a reality in you and through you to everyone you touch, that in the eyes of God you are indeed salt to God's church and a light to the world. May yours be a life of love in a world lived that is just. The love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forever.